Illinois Democrat pushes 400% price increase for firearm owner's card. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 23, 2019. Illinois State Representative Kathleen Willis, D., is pushing a 400% price increase for the firearm owner's identification, FOID, cards law-abiding citizens need to acquire a gun. Capital News Illinois reports Willis' price hike is contained in an amendment she added to Senate Bill 1966, which passed out of the House Judiciary with support from Democrats only. Willis' amendment would also require FOID cardholders to submit fingerprints and would reduce the validity of the card from 10 years to 5 years. Willis, who enjoys the support of Michael Bloomberg-funded Moms Demand Action, went so far as to make clear she would support fingerprinting every resident of Illinois if it makes the state safer. The NRA ILA reports that Willis' amendment also requires that FOID applicants pay all costs for fingerprinting and processing the background check, totaling around $150 on top of the application fee. If you do the math, that takes the price of a FOID card from $10 to $200. Willis' amendment would also empower courts to direct police to seize firearms from individuals with a revoked FOID card and would criminalize private gun transfers. Nothing in Willis' amendment would slow or even hinder gang members and street criminals from acquiring the guns they used to wreak havoc on Chicago's South Side. But her amendment could make gun ownership cost prohibitive for a single mom who is trying to protect her children from the violence that characterizes that part of the city. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.